Welcome to the operating room. I am the doctor.
In Thrivent's experience, money decisions are as much heart as they are head. That's why it's important to listen to both. See how your money can do more at Thrivent.com.
I like them nasty. Real nasty, yeah. She like me, I'm nasty. I like her, she nasty, yeah. I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty.
Real nasty.
I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty. I like to jump in that pussy and suck on them fingers. I promise you, girl, I don't miss. Squeeze on that ass while I rub on your asshole. While you motorbike up on the dick. Suck on my dick and I give you a kiss. Guess I'm a nasty little bitch. I'm with the shit. Yes, I'm with the shit. If you fucking with me, then you fucking a bitch. I know some little booties who nasty. I got some big booties who nasty. This who I go to when I won't be happy. Cause they nasty, nasty. I like a bitch, you go do what I tell her. Suck on that dick in some freezing cold weather. Play with that pussy right there in the car. Fuck all that rubber, she want that dick raw. She got that wet, wet, certified. Taking you there when she look in your eye. Wet, wet, slip and slide. Know I'm trying to slip and slide. I'm in that pussy and I like the taste. Taste like that act in a good fan of great. On that X trippin', me and babe. Ate her ass, Kevin Gates. Know what I like. I like them nasty, nasty. 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 I like them nasty, nasty.
I like them nasty. Freaky as fuck, but she classy. Suck on that dick without asking. Swallow them kids in the back. He put his thumb in. Hit from the back, ain't no running. Hit from the side and I'm coming. Turn around, let him nut on my stomach. Ride in his face, nigga, eat up the clip. Look in his eyes when I lick on the tip. Taking his soul when I dance on the dick. Spit in my mouth, I'm with all of that shit. Hit with no rubber, bae, I wanna feel it. Shoot the club up with my legs to the ceiling. Hands around my neck, sweat this boy trying to kill me. Yeah, we get busy off the Henny.
I like them nasty, nasty. 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 I like them nasty, nasty.
Operating room. I am the doctor. Can anybody hear me? Please, can you hear me? Welcome to the operating room. I am the doctor. It's Sunday night, right? So it's time to get the sexiest night you're going to have out the week. I'm going to try to provide that for you today. So welcome to the operating room. Lolo's in the building today. Lolo, what's up?
What up, y'all?
What's up? Mo Fade is in the building. Mo Fade, say what's up.
What up, though?
Today's guest, he's been here before, ladies and gentlemen. Jay Styles is in the operating room. What's up?
What up, y'all? It's your favorite cousin, Jay Styles.
Hi, cousin. That's exactly what it is. Today, we're talking lower your expectations. I barely have a voice. So I don't know how much talking I'm going to be doing. So, I'm going to have my Faye doing most of the talking maybe today.
No pressure here.
This was his topic. So we going to know. We're going to definitely discuss it. We are going to discuss that one of the Kendrick Lamar songs from if this man know him.
Amazing
the Grammy,
album.
Bro. The whole thing spectacular.
Album. Perspective on top of perspective.
Jesus. That's what we're going to be talking about today. It's pretty awesome. I don't know. We're going to talk about it.
Yeah, definitely. And I think it is one of those things where it's a lot of mixed reviews, and I think so many people like, this album ain't about shit, because every song that comes on the radio, shoot a nigga in the face. It's the same stuff over and over again, so it's something you actually have to listen to.
Yeah, and what's crazy about it, even more so, like, I think this album is actually still produced rather well. There's still stuff you can hear and just be like, I vibe with that. But when you actually give it a listen, like, yo, I can say this is one of the most adult albums I have ever heard. Like,
definitely.
Very set in reality, for real.
Conversation, this is a very adult.
Yeah, a very adult conversation.
Yes.
All right, well, we're going to be talking about that today, along with the topic, lower your expectations. We're going to be talking about expectations in the bedroom today. Make sure you guys share this live. And if you have any questions, any comments, or you want to tap in, make sure you give us a call, 314-441-5155 for anybody that wants to call in today. We're talking expectations in the bedroom. We're going to be talking about one of Kendrick Lamar's songs today. I have some other stuff to talk about. We're going to talk about this Merkin somebody introduced me to. I had no idea what they was talking about. But y'all know me. I like to be educated, right? And I like to educate you guys. So we're going to be talking about Merkin today. But if you guys have heard of this, or ladies, if you've ever had this, comment before we talk about it. Because I just want to see how many people. I was not aware of it. I'm not a fan of it. So we're going to talk about the Merkin today, right? Okay? And make sure you guys subscribe to the YouTube channel. Right, the operating room ENT is everywhere. I want to be everywhere. We're going to be everywhere. So let's just, everybody, just go subscribe. And after you get done subscribing, you tell your friend to subscribe. And then I want you to call your mama and tell her we love her and to subscribe. Tell your mama to subscribe. It's the operating room on YouTube, okay? All right, we talking. Lower your expectations today. Everybody, lower your sexpectations. You are correct. It was last night. Lolo had got me drunk. So
you know what?
I'm a little tipsy still from last night. Call in. We're going to talk about lowering your expectations. Let's kick it off. Mo Fading.
All right. So when you meet somebody, anybody, you just expect this person to, You immediately come in, you know, hoping for the best. And I think that's some of the most irrational shit that you can do, because you are genuinely setting yourself up for sexual failure 112% of the time. Well, not 112% of the time, but most of the time you're setting yourself up like, man, I thought this shit was gonna be fire, and it turns out it wasn't even an ember. Like, y'all,
a flicker.
I think it goes from a man perspective. Feel free to jump in on this, my brother. We think women gonna do the nastiest, dumbest shit that we seen
you
on.
You gotta
porn
send
ever.
Them dirty text messages,
man.
Because, like I said, because again, I think you know most we all grown here, so everybody masturbates, you jack off, you get chores. Mm-hmm. So we already kind of have this expectation going in, and it's just because too, like I could go on Pornhub and for every little quirk, a little nasty thing that I like, there's a category for it. So I can just search it out and like, so if I'm watching this for months and months,
I want you to do this.
I want you, exactly. Like I want you to, you know, like spit on my face. Like,
yeah. But do we communicate that though with our partners? Do we say, hey, this is what I like, this is what I need you to do?
But I think there's a bit of shame that goes
it's
with
a judgment.
Because like, again, like, have you ever found yourself like going down a porn rabbit hole?
Yes.
And then by the time you get off, you be like, why am I like this?
This is trifling. I need therapy.
Men have that post-nut clarity after. Yeah, like, when we judge ourselves, like, I can't believe I'm like this.
I am like this. Like, so
funny.
I'm a terrible person.
Therapy. But women, I think women typically, when they get like that, after they met, they was like, well, that was amazing.
Going to sleep.
Yeah, like, all right, cool.
Going to sleep now.
Yeah, and, but it's just like us having the ability to see what we visualize being done. We expect that every
woman is going to do it. Yeah.
Not only do it, but do it the way we saw this professional doing it. And then we get it, and it's like,
well, y'all expecting too much. So y'all should lower y'all expectations, because they're not porn star. Everybody's not a porn star.
Exactly.
So
So with that in mind, like, how do we get around that area of the conversation when
talk
it comes to, like, to being intimate and to being in a bedroom, like,
talk her up.
Oh, I want a man that does this, I want a man that does that, I want somebody that's a porn star in the bedroom, like, you know, a lady in the street but a freak in the sheet. So how do we get...
communication.
That part of it. But then, okay, so then what happens when...
You can communicate. That don't mean that
it's going to
happen.
Well, you can tell them what you want. You can tell them how you like it. You're right. Do we know if they're going to do it?
Because like I said, because what if it's one particular thing that I want you to do? Like, I want you to do that thing that I like, and you like, nah.
Is it that they say a no, or is that even if they try to do it, they can't? Is that
both.
They don't know how
it's,
to do
it's
it?
Both of the time, it's both. Okay. Well, but like, and then for men, I think it's a lot of time. Like, I got to a point where.
So y'all want me to start some classes?
No, and I think too, like even with that, to me, with that no, there's a hint of judgment that goes along with that no, like
you nasty, I wouldn't dare.
Like my mama didn't raise me.
I
like
just
like,
got out of church today.
Like, how
said,
you think you got here?
You asked me on Sunday.
Your mama was doing
to do some trifling shit. Hey. It's Sunday. Yeah, I don't know. I don't believe in those rules. Whatever you need me to do, babe. Hold on, let's check in with Facebook. Mr. Mitchell says I'm a lightweight. Sir, you just bring a drink down here. Thank you very much. Jason says, wait a minute, Jason, you got so many comments on that. I appreciate you, but I'm not reading all this shit. He says, how is that possible? And then he says, don't we want the best because you feel you should be giving your best? Yes, I definitely feel like I should be giving my best in the bedroom, if that's what you mean.
It's hard, but like to respond to that, like, oh,
yeah, I want
you want
every
the
woman
best,
to eat
but-
it.
Now I want you to know what you're
doing.
Yeah.
For people who don't know what they're doing, like I'm not, like okay, you might be too excited. Hi, Justin.
I'm
sorry, I haven't seen him in so long. But I just like I might give you a redemption round, but if it's a redemption round and then it's still like
the same.
Like you talked a whole bunch. Like how you know
how to piss on somebody's neck,
but you don't know how to eat no pussy.
Yeah, that's the issue. Like they talk, it's the same type of mouth motion.
Yeah. Like why do you change your mouth motion when you get down here?
Hey, real shit.
I just know
you get is gonna be a pleasant surprise.
Yes, no.
Talking yourself down calls that. Early, like it'll keep the expectations. Like, all right, he ain't really say too much or
so
whatever.
I
don't know what to expect. But when you get it, and it's actually good, you're like, oh
man.
Shit!
I'm gonna be honest. Some of the best sexual experience I had, they didn't talk. It wasn't a whole lot of freaky text messages.
Yeah.
It was just like, hey, you wanna go out to eat?
Yeah,
sure, right, friend.
Cool. Yeah, that's that
cool, buddy.
You know what I'm saying?
That's, it definitely is.
Crank that
it
shit.
It definitely
is. Pow, and you pregnant.
Oh, my. All right. Let me see.
That's why there ain't no fucking formula now.
No formula on the shelf.
Damn.
Very, very true.
Man. Just crazy. No diapers.
Yeah, y'all
nothing.
Like want every dude to eat y'all ass. Yes, we do. Thank you very much.
Why
you can't,
not?
You can't eat
it's
every
right
ass, though. Like,
I don't think that's an every woman situation. Like,
nah, yeah.
As a man, we gotta have some level of
But if y'all want got 5,000, why aren't you gonna eat my ass? Like, why should I give you the best level of head,
if
you're but
not
you're not gonna
the
give
me
the full
satisfaction
ass,
of what I want.
I mean,
all right here type of
if we rock it like that, then
it
what happens to us being grown?
Eat the ass is what
I mean,
you
just
can't.
You can't eat everybody's ass, though.
Well,
like,
we're not saying everybody.
Yeah, that's what we saying.
But I think by the first sexual encounter, you should know if you're going to eat that ass or not.
She got him crying.
Maybe the second of
because I know how I'm going to suck your dick, so no.
But no, but no, like... But like, cause it's just like going to a restaurant for the first time. Like, okay, cool. I'm a try what's safe. What I know.
So
what's
you gonna
familiar.
Get the chicken tenders and
yeah,
cheese
I'm gonna get the
fries.
Chicken tenders and fries first,
okay.
And then if
okay.
I like if I'm fucking with the chicken tenders and fries,
that was good.
Then
maybe later I'll try.
Like, I'll try the filet mignon or I may, you know.
Yeah, if you can't get the chicken tenders and fries right, what the fuck I need to come?
They
back?
Don't want
exactly.
to run into the sushi, is what they saying. That's what they saying.
Yo, and yeah, like everybody don't get that first.
You know,
that
you don't,
first time. Hell, absolutely.
The first time.
I'm gonna get your ass drunk, and you gonna do it.
We
going out to a pool hall or something, and we're gonna have a really good time. And you're not even gonna care. You're gonna be so into it.
We going somewhere. You gotta put that booty deodorant on, and it says eating ass. It ain't being grown. It's just being real. All right, shout out to everybody. It's a watches. Start off with whipped cream, says Kevin Miller.
You don't need all that.
Because that leads to yeast infections.
You don't need all
diabetes.
Kevin said he's scared.
I think it's enough juices down there that should be
moist and delicious.
Go back and forth.
Okay.
It should be moist.
Moment of clarity. I hate the word moist.
Oh, my favorite
word. It makes me, for some, like, it's just something about that word. That,
moist?
Yeah.
He's
cringy.
I
only like the word moist when I'm shooting basketball. Like, if I know I'm going to make it,
wet.
That's a good noise. So I'm like, moist.
I thought it was swoosh.
It was. But
is that like macaroni noises?
I'm
in a hoop. Like,
oh, I don't know. That's why somebody called me. I don't know. All right. So, we have a couple, not one, but two different Send Me Out contestants. I am so excited that we just going to be matchmaking up some shit around this camp, right? Thomas Davis said, moist. Yes, moist. Shout out to everybody that's watching on live. I appreciate y'all. Don't forget to jump them numbers up. Make sure y'all share this live.
Yeah,
share
this
live. If y'all have any comments, any questions, give us a call, right? 314.
Questions, comments, rules, social remarks.
Anything. Shit, let us know. 441-5155. Because we're going to talk about this Set Me Out, right? So we have two contestants. Set Me Out is our matchmaking game here inside the operating room. And the doctor is all excited about this. All right, kids. It's a grown-up show, kids. Okay?
kids to be.
But before
we talk, what Dave Chappelle say? Hide your kids.
Hide the kids. Hide the kids. Okay? I'll be, you know, we try not to curse in front of the kids.
For real.
Not this kind of, you know,
but
talk.
They used to it. That's what he said.
Look, I'm going to have a seizure. Who going to have a seizure if you beat who ass?
Are you right. Ass by a strobe light?
If you do it right, I might have a seizure. But what you talking about? This is Black Boy the Dude. All right. He said you eat the wrong ass and you're going to fuck around and have seizures. Oh, okay.
But you should not by the first time. Quit going to the second. You should know by the first time.
Right?
If you finna get all up in there,
like, are you letting every dude eat your ass like the first go round?
No.
I don't sleep with just any and everybody.
It's like by the time we know we finna have a sexual relationship.
You know what I like.
By that reason, okay, I get what you're saying.
It's like you know what I like.
Yeah, I'm not.
You know
what
I like?
Have the adventurous.
I like it nasty. That's all we're gonna say. All right, Set Me Out. Let's go. Guess what? We have a special Set Me Out. Lolo here at the operating room wants to be set out, and we have a new Set Me Out contestant. So I'm gonna let Mo Fade and Lolo go in. Let's go. All right, Lolo, we have a
show.
Send me out.
All right.
Just
so, is it me? You want to go first?
Go ahead.
Oh, okay, cool. Let me get my shit out the way.
Get me out here. Go. You
come
go
on,
first.
Set her out.
Hey, yo.
You trying to find love out here.
Pressure, dog. So, Lolo. She is a 34-year-old Black woman located in the STL.
There she is, y'all.
She is straight with 7 eyes.
Super straight.
Yeah, super straight, which is a
but
thing.
I do have fun if you like that.
That is nowhere near as straight. Maybe
she's straight,
eyes.
But we will go to the
A lesbian coworker of mine tell this girl that spaghetti is straight until you get it wet.
That is factual.
She know how to
that's
get some
manipulation.
Ladies' panties
now. She's turning them conversion. Okay.
Word.
All right, go ahead. All right, check me out.
Anyways,
I
just
thought my brother
would send
me out. Go ahead.
Your twin, is that?
Yeah, funny, well-built, outgoing, loves to laugh, cracking jokes, traveling, cuddling, and sports. Men, we know it's so hard to find a woman who is genuinely funny.
I don't know shit about
Because that is a bomb-ass personality trait in a woman. Not only that, the cuddling thing.
I said that at the thing, and he looked at me like I was crazy. I said, I'm funny. And he looked at me like, so, bitch. I'm like, no, that's a good thing. You don't want somebody dry.
Yeah. Like
yeah, but shout out to Marcus O'Boston. Go on.
That's who that was?
He's not. Yeah. I wasn't mad about it. Oh, no. He just looked at me like, bitch, you funny. That's a good trait. I'm like,
that's an amazing trail.
I don't listen to that.
She doesn't have the personality of a slice of cheese. Like,
like especially like if your sense of humor is like just as fucked up as mine. What? Like, oh even God. Better. It's like, a, yeah, even better. Yeah.
Basically, it's a vibe.
Like, if I'm like, yo, how many babies it take to paint a wall red? One if you throw it hard enough, and you laugh at it.
Like, that's hilarious. Yeah.
That was terrible. That's a little dark humor.
Or like, let
me get all these things out.
Okay. Also, the sports thing. Like, any man who's ever been around a woman who can actually talk sports logically with you knows that's a big-ass plus.
Tell me, Mo Faded.
Come on, please. I'm going to have to because somebody deserves it. Probably. And she's a lioness. That's right. Zodiac sign is Leo. That means she's strong with a capital K in the middle.
Hey. But I'm very submissive. Don't let him say that strong too hard.
As far as her wants and needs, she wants a man in a stable place physically and mentally that can stimulate her mind and body while being a leader. That is a grown
ass man.
Yeah.
Fuck the mind, the body will follow.
Would prefer that this man be an alumni of AEU.
Yes! Yes!
Somebody about 5'8", medium to husky build with a versatile
big boy
wardrobe.
5'8 and taller.
5'8 and up. Yeah, 5'8 and taller. Yeah.
I want you to think y'all limited.
All the 5'8s.
Can I chime in on that point?
Yeah.
So, say there's a guy that checks all your boxes.
Here we go.
He's like, here we go. 5'6".
Here we go.
I got
it. And he
got a baby's arm holding an apple. Like,
look, I can't deal with it.
Look, I
try to be. You know what? I'm gonna talk off air because I don't want to mess this up. Go ahead, Mr. Mofaded. Go ahead, keep going.
Say, yo, like real talk.
Because I ain't that picky. But
I got a whole episode that I want to do that's like dedicated
when
to
when we
that.
Start talking about certain disabilities, it's hard.
Oh, my.
But go ahead.
No, he was saying he had a big penis with a curve, right?
But he
no,
said
I'm
he got
the baby's
arm
holding an apple, but he's like 5'6", though.
Let me stir yo. What did it say off the movie?
Five and a half.
The strong hand. That works. I don't need you.
Take
with
my strong hand.
That shit was hella funny. Okay, wait. Come on. Let's get you out. Another one.
She's looking for a soulmate.
Did I say that?
That's what it got here. What it got here on this paper. Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. It doesn't say that. It says date to soulmate.
Thank you.
There we go. My
Jesus
bad. That was
Christ.
Okay.
I thought she was saying it like
the punctuation is all. It's
read
a cold
the paper. Show
me. We're not jumping right into that. We gonna. I just want you to get those intentions out there. But
date to soulmate. My bad. All right. The punctuation was off. Age range somewhere between 32 and 42. Open to the race. Deal breakers. Community penis. Mm. Nobody wants to hump. The community cum dump.
Say that.
Please
that
don't.
Bar.
Please don't. Bad breath and stays with your mama to help her out.
Yeah.
I can't say this shit without laughing.
No, my mama live with me.
That's exactly
what they gonna say.
Yeah.
Same thing.
She's a sapiosexual, so
intelligent.
None of the other stuff will impress her. None of the superficial shit. None of the hype and super her head up. Oh, baby, you is hot and all this. Nah.
Mm-hmm.
Stimulate the mind, please.
There she is, ladies and gentlemen.
I appreciate
let's run it real quick again. Just real quick. Hit the bullet points real quick. Age. What's she looking for?
Straight. She's looking for a 32 to 42-year-old, 5'8", or taller, medium build.
Chunky.
Medium build.
Mm-hmm. And too chunky. See, chunky, look at her. Just be thick for me. Let me have a belly to lay on.
Yeah. And it get cold outside. You can't do no skinny people when it get cold
it's
outside.
It's like cuddling with a bag of remotes.
Let me sit down on your lap and all this ass don't take the breath from you. Like, I need you to look thick.
Oh, shit. So if y'all want to get hooked up with the lovely Lolo here in the operating room, make sure you guys email me, thedoctor@theoperatingrooment.com. Make sure the subject is set me out, Lolo. And you can even call 314-441-5155. You can call right now. Shoot your shot. Stop being scary, y'all. I'm going to pin the number real quick. And listen, we just trying to set her out so she can have a good time from date to soulmate. Is what she said, and I had misinterpreted that whole thing. But from date to soulmate is what she's saying. LaMonica Alpha says, I need to call in. Go ahead and call in. I just pinged the number. I appreciate that. Make sure you guys share this live. Shout out to everybody that's watching right now. We're going to send Lolo out. We have another Set Me Out contestant. Yes. I'm so excited about this. Y'all is really listening and watching. And
whatever, too.
Woo! All right, let's talk about this new contestant. His name is Cam.
That's a great name.
Shout out to Cam. It
is. All the Cams. Shout out
to the Cams tonight. Go on, Lolo. Tell us about the new contestant. We want to help him.
All right, so Cam is 41. He is a black male from New York. But he has been located in the St. Louis area for the last 6 years. He is very straight. He is 6 feet tall, 230 pounds, bald. Ladies with that salt and pepper beard.
All right, salt and pepper beard.
So y'all know how them beards really been. Oh, yeah, they
get
look
that
really
salt
nice.
And pepper wet.
He's okay. A laid-back color commentator on life, a Sagittarius. He is looking for a woman who can cook and secure in her femininity. Mm. Also knows how to let a man lead and is interested in building something organic.
Wow. Okay.
You don't want that. Mm-mm. Don't put no fluff on it, ladies. Just be
real. Be natural. Be cool.
He would as well like something in between a one-night stand to a summer fling to start it off. But y'all can get to something more, he said. Mm. But if you can't cook, y'all can't be nothing more, he said.
Deal is broken.
It's a deal breaker. You ladies, you gotta get in that kitchen.
Be between the ages of 30 to 48. He's looking for a black female. Just, you know, always be down for something to do, but also make sure you got some hips and thighs.
Ooh.
That's a plus for him.
Hips and thighs. All right.
Now, he is a hard-working man, so he works a lot. He starts off texting, so, you know, just trying to make sure y'all worth his time. But he says it progressed. Y'all can talk on the phone and have more verbal communication.
A little texting, buddy. You know, okay. We're looking to set Cam
ladies,
out.
It's hard to find. 6'2", 230 with a salt and pepper beard. That's like a grown man with a bald head. Just rub
the head, huh?
But please, he cook for him. He a big man.
He wants to eat.
And you need to know how to cook.
Feed him in every sense of the word.
And just let it flow.
That's what he's saying now.
Let it flow.
All right. So if you guys, ladies, if you want to hook up with Cam, please reach out. You can give me a call at 314-441-5155, or you can email me, thedoctor@theoperatingrooment.com. Make sure you use the subject line, Set Me Out, Cam, K-A-M. And we're going to hook y'all up. We're trying to make love connections. So you guys really, if you guys seriously looking to link up with people, the dating scene, and, you know, they say it has piss in the pool here in St. Louis. So we just trying to help y'all out, right?
Make sure y'all. Everywhere.
It's everywhere. All the piss.
I'm not sure what this statement means.
It's
like
a
romantic evening
pool
with R. Kelly.
Yikes! Okay.
Y'all
we love R. Kelly here, but he was clear. We don't know. All right, we got Jay Styles in the building. Jay Styles, tell us about what you got coming up. We setting folks out. We gonna talk about selling the books in just a second. We had I had a major day yesterday. But first, tell us about some things you got coming up.
I got a few things coming up. I actually just launched my own online show, podcast. So it's nothing and everything at the same time.
I'm talking about everything.
My first video, I just dropped it a couple days ago, so I just did like a quick review of Kendrick Lamar's new album. So that's what I've got going on. And then June 18th, I am doing my third Puff and Body Paint party.
Ooh.
Hosted by Miss Ebony.
Ooh. The doctor is going to host it. We're going to have a sexy time.
I definitely got some big things lined up. I got a couple performances. I'm actually just going to go ahead and drop the performance lineup. So I got my boy, my brother, Rocky Maverick.
Okay, Rocky
I've
Maverick.
I've got Miss G.A. Bars, so they going to come shut the place down. So, yeah, that's what I got going on June 18th. It's a secret location, so only ticket holders will be allowed entry to the event. Please do not show up looking to pay at the door. You will be turned away.
They just want to show up and paint and puff and body paint. And
I heard about this. Well, you should have bought your ticket.
So the ticket link, I'm doing an Eventbrite ticket link, so that should be available hopefully by the end of this week. Flyers, promotion.
Coming soon.
All that, all that fun stuff.
You have a good time. I'm excited, and I appreciate you. Because we're going to keep it so sexy. And I'm ready to paint some naked ladies.
It's definitely one you don't want to miss. Like I said, unfortunately, due to just, circumstances beyond my control, the third one didn't happen last year. So, I kind of reevaluated, licked my wounds a little bit, but coming back better than ever.
Yeah,
okay.
Because I
think
we're
going to
get like a press pass.
We could talk. Okay.
Listen, we're going to have a sexy time, and the operating room definitely wants to be, in the building. If you guys, listen, I'll be having so much fun doing these. I do. So if you don't want me to host one of your parties, make sure you reach out. Email me, thedoctor@theoperatingrooment.com. I'll be having so much fun. I don't even know what else to say. We're going to have a good time, though.
Oh, definitely.
We're going to have a good time.
And if you've never been, if you missed my first two, you definitely just don't want to miss this one. Because it's all about elevation and taking yourself to that next level. So I'm definitely trying to elevate the platform, not only for myself this time, but even just kind of expanding and moving forward. So
okay,
definitely give me a follow. Look for the ticket link.
June 18th. We're going to turn up.
June 18th.
We have a call.
9 p.m. to 1 a.m.
9 to 1. We're going to turn up. All right, we had a caller. Thanks for calling the operating room. Hello.
Hey, me.
Hi.
Hey, y'all.
Hi, Dollface.
Hello.
So do you have a question or comment?
I can't hear y'all.
We can hear you. Do you have a question or a comment about lowering your expectations? Let me ask you a question really quick. Have you ever thought that you was going to have some really good sex with somebody and y'all had sex and it was trash? Just trash. Has that ever happened to you? Sorry, guys. Okay, we lost her. Sorry about that technical difficulty.
Hell yeah, I'm an answer for her. Everybody done went
everybody
through
had that. Hell
yeah. I think we done all been there.
Everybody?
Yes. Y'all ain't gonna go for it. Look, having a certain, especially if you see your print in the sweatpants. You're
expecting something.
You should know how to work this right here.
My wallet.
Keep pulling them up, like I'll get to moving like a jackrabbit or like a dog. Don't dog fuck me. Slow down. Get some rhythm.
Slow down.
Move those hips.
Move it to the beat.
Dang.
In and out, in and out, in and out.
If you have sex like that, it's really I know you can't do anything more. And I'm not lowering my sex expectations.
No, Lord. All right, Jeff.
We don't want you to lower your standards of what is pleasurable to you.
He don't want you to think that.
I thought it was saying the first time you expected to be bomb and
Well,
that's what I'm saying. If you do you hear the beat to the song?
A question.
I put on music so you can go ahead.
Hey, Stiles got 17 questions.
I'm just an inquisitive person.
No, we're educational.
Good head, but trash dick. Trash dick.
Oh, I talked about this.
Or good dick and trash head.
I talked about this.
I would take good dick. You just don't ever try to give me no head.
This is out the window.
Just give me stimulated other ways. So do my breasts, my neck, play with her, do whatever you want to.
My ass.
We're just not going to go
there. What could you teach somebody to give you head the way you want it?
You can, but that's kind of the reason why you would try.
Listen.
But if you just can't get there, at least I know I can still, as long as I have the dick, I don't have to go nowhere else.
Okay.
to get it. Mm-hmm. Head, you know, I can.
Head.
I'm gonna miss it. With the ass. That ain't hard to.
You gotta do something.
Eat the booty gang.
We love those guys. We really, really do. Yeah, no, I actually talked about that. I have a YouTube video about that. There's no that's almost like, you know how you go and buy something from the store and it's on sale? Maybe it's in the clearance because it was irregular or something was wrong with it. That's how I kind of feel about it. It should be in the clearance aisle.
Sounds like shopping at Value City.
Yeah, but I kind of feel like this level of my life, I'm like more like Gucci Prada, so I won't really be in the clearance section, so I'm hoping I don't run into that situation type thing. But I don't know, it's terrible. It kind of makes me sad, but definitely take the D, because if that's the tool, you know what I'm saying? The rest of it is foreplay. So it kind
of, things are just better inside of the store.
Just bars. Smoke Fade have been spinning these bars all day. That should be a make me choose question, J-Style. We're going to talk off camera. They've been saying that all night. We're going to talk off camera. It's a secret around this bitch. Now it's a secret. But last time you was here, we did make me choose with you. I believe you played the game.
Definitely.
So I'm not going to go all back to him.
Fried the last.
So you know, you don't even remember the motherfucking answer.
No, like, because before coming here, I had gone to a Blunts and Brunch. And so, like, it was all infused food. Like, we were smoking. I had already smoked before we went. So, by the time I got here,
he didn't even remember he was here.
I was fried by the time I got here.
Well, that's okay. I'm not going to make you play the whole game again, but we do have a few new Make Me Choose. So, I'm just going to give you a couple.
You could probably just give him the whole damn thing. Because he don't remember
the shit. Right, I ain't
going to remember.
I don't remember.
And what I'm going to do is, I'm going to go back and I'm going to edit the video.
And see if I was lying or not. No, for real. We got some new ones. But Her Bonnet Pussy or Lingerie Pussy?
Her Bonnet Pussy.
Her Bonnet Pussy better? Okay. You want somebody to want you, or would you prefer that they need you?
Want it.
You want me want it? Okay. Creamer or squirter?
Creamer.
Creamer? A virgin or a hoe?
Hoe.
Okay, that's all we got for you. That's it.
Every man that squirt niggas don't even be really wanting this stuff. Because we just seen so far, they all say creamers. Like, they just want that
good
stuff.
You know what? What's crazy is, I think since being here, I was the only one that actually said squirter the entire time.
Really? No, yep. I think we had... Maybe
it wasn't many.
I'm like, it's cool to see, but like,
I think
the cleanup behind it is too much. Like, nigga, I ain't got time for shit. I gotta go to work. Wash these motherfucking sheets. I gotta go. Type, you know what I'm saying? I think that's hotel sex.
Yeah,
we at the hotel.
And somebody else gotta clean it up.
Yeah, I'll just squirt everywhere if we at the hotel. But if I'm at your house, but if I'm at my house,
workers, though.
Right? Like, shout out the housekeepers.
Wait a minute, my daughter just got a job as a housekeeper. Hold on,
and that's the exact reason why.
That's sanitary.
Finna walk in here with no damn blue light and be like, yeah, I'm gonna wipe this down. No, fuck this.
Get the hazmat suit.
Yeah.
Jesus, you guys are nasty.
Clean it in all yellow rubber.
Maybe I'll set me out. Contestants can test out that theory and maybe go to a lovely, nice hotel.
That's definitely Cam with that one night to Summer Fling.
Yeah.
Don't let her get y'all confused.
Don't be deceived. She saw we talking about Cam. Cam, I hope you paying for the hotel. You talking about one night. And I hope you don't stay with your mom.
Roof in.
And we hope Cam that I've been fucking up the whole night. Sorry about that, guys. But make sure you guys share this live. I appreciate you guys. We gonna talk about the Merkin now. So did anybody, who knows what a Merkin is? Who knows?
In rap song, like you
killing somebody.
Yeah, Merkin. Yeah.
Merk the pussy.
Merk the nigga. Or you not kill the pussy. Yeah, Merk the pussy.
Let me see, did anybody say that they knew what this Merkin was? Somebody hit me to this the other day. I'm totally against it, so no.
What's her age range?
The answer, this guy is 35.
Wow.
And so I don't know anything about
him. He must listen to NBA YoungBoy or something.
And what we're going to talk about is very interesting. I looked it up. You guys know I like to do my research on all things the sex, love, and relationships. So I looked it up. I wanted to see what he was talking about. Nobody said, okay, so nobody knows what this Merkin is?
No.
Nope.
Okay, so Merkin is when a lady who's quite, will be the opposite of me, but it's when a lady doesn't have any hair or can't grow hair on her vagina. So it's basically. basically a toupee for your pussy. That's what a Merkin is. It's hair that you can put on your vagina to simulate that you have hair down there. Now,
so
I'm down to know her game.
You getting a lace front for your pussy?
That's what it is. Yeah.
And we waxing this shit
off? No.
That's why I said,
I'm genuinely confused. But you know what? A lot of women, there's a lot of women who have hair that's like, yo, to not have hair, I feel like a fucking child.
A baby.
Yeah. It does feel weird sometimes.
Yeah. I think when you first get it, maybe, but then after you keep doing it, it feels like it shouldn't be there after so long. But older men who's never, I mean, this waxing is pretty new, let's be honest. If you somebody of particular age, men that older, They prefer like you to have a mustache. They want to make sure you got the hormones. You a woman.
I had a coworker one time be like, "Oh, nigga, I be hitting that shit. I be pulling it." And I was like, "That sounds wild,
pulling a coochie."
I swear, hey yo, I was like, "Yo, you a wild boy for that,
right?"
Something else you could be playing with down there.
Thank you. Maybe if you were searching in the midst of
it. Do you guys know about this Merkin? Does anybody got a lace front for their pussy, a lace front rib?
So is it like a strap-on hairpiece? Like,
oh, I don't know how you get it. Let me see, does it come with glue?
That installs it for you? Is this like a self-installation thing?
Wait, we got a caller. I'm going to try not to mess this up. It's the operating room. I'm the doctor. Hello, caller.
Hi, doctor. This is Kimberly. I am Mrs. J. Stouts.
Hello.
What's up, babe?
We didn't get him in trouble, did we?
No, because we were just talking about this earlier, so I had to call in.
I appreciate you for calling.
Ain't nobody got time to be going down no full bush. It's summertime. This shit's in the stain.
It's going
to
be sweaty and hot. Yes, ma'am. It's going to be sweaty and hot.
Look like a Jerry curl.
Yeah.
He says it's going to look like a Jerry
curl. Go trim it back or something. Don't just be out here full bush. Me personally, we like to get waxed around here. Anybody got time?
That's exactly right. I'm saying no her. Definitely want to wax. You know, but some people, they'll just shave some parts, or it's like
design. Hey, tell him to go with me. You know, I'm trying to get him to go with me.
You want to go to the waxing?
Okay, so we watch a lot of, have you ever
lie.
I'm not gonna lie.
You finna lie? You think
you're
real?
Okay, so we sit at home and like we're watching TV. So I'm not a huge TV watcher. So I watch a lot of the stuff she watches. Like, that's why I love P-Valley and, like, shows like that. Like, and what's the one? Murder, Mystery, and Makeup on YouTube. Like, I like it just from watching stuff with her. So there's an esthetician here, and she does her waxings on YouTube. So in this, and she removes blackheads, all of that stuff. So there was this one particular video of a guy getting waxed. And like I'm to my full dick out on YouTube and everything, and I'm not cool with like a complete stranger just handling my meat like that. Like,
but it's just a hair. We gotta trim
down.
I shave. Like,
yeah, he was like
at the wax. It's okay, because like in the video, dude is laying on his back with his knees up, and like she just manhandling his meat, snatching her off of it. Like,
it just takes a second.
First off, like, and I would expect her. I would expect my woman to look at me different. Like, I'm just sitting there with my legs up and like, ha.
We're not gonna judge you.
That's a private session with that esthetician.
Yeah, we're trying to have. You know, we want you.
One time, at my ex, he was like, "Can I get this done?" He was just like, "It's just so smooth."
It is.
But it's just like,
it is comfortable for me. It makes sex feel better.
Manscaped. Anybody familiar with Manscaped?
They got the
clippers that like don't snag and all that.
Yeah,
that's all you really need. Like,
it don't need it as smooth as that.
Well, I'm just saying you can even get the women's clippers though that's down there. Like,
yeah, we just want to clean up down there. Shape. You don't have to be totally.
It adds inches to the penis sometimes.
Oh, like real talk, I'm very pro shave.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, who wants hair in their mouth? You know what I
mean? Okay, those were my 2 cents. I'm out.
All right, thank you so much for calling. Yeah, we just like it take out a little bit. You don't have to be waxed. But yeah, we like it taken care of. Especially, I ain't want to say no, but Lolo always forced me to say things. Always. Especially if you can go all the way down to the base. We're not going to go down to the base if it's her right there. I'm going to stop at a certain level, and then you're going to be out here thinking that, oh, she calling me or the doctor for no reason. No, sir. You didn't get the experience. You can't even afford to come to this hospital.
That's what happened. Move your hand. No, surgery, I'm pushing this shade, hair sir. Down, right. sir. Yeah. No, I'm not moving my hand.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. So that's, I wasn't going to say nothing, Lolo. But yes, that's accurate. You
know? Well, sweaty pubes.
Keep it.
I must advise these niggas will take it however I give it, period.
Who said what now?
Dollface.
Oh, okay. But see, I keep it wet. She said it don't matter how much hurt in this motherfucking
book. There's levels to hair. Are we talking about like a lightning bolt? Or are we talking about like full arrow, like 70s porn bush?
Well, some niggas won't hurt, but they just not gonna go down on you. But they hit that shit.
Yeah.
I guess.
I might.
Hey, yo, I mean, gonna flip her ass off.
He said I might.
He's not even
gonna
see the shit. You don't hear from the back.
We've all played Russian roulette with our dick many a night.
I mean, not many, like.
Or a few.
Plenty.
Just on Friday.
Enough.
Just on days of the week that end with the letter Y.
Okay, I got the pube hair up here. It says it's an artificial covering for the female's vagina.
So is it like a licking stick? Like
right.
Does it have a little thing you peel off and stick it on the bag?
This is a merkin. If you don't have any hair on your vagina and you're looking just to put some down there, maybe it's a fetish of your mate.
Why does that shit look like the Chinese dude with, you know, the little beard.
Kill Bill?
Yeah, like, why is it so silky? Like, I'm looking at the picture, and it's like, it's hella silky. It's permed.
It's hair. It's hair that covers the pubic area, is what it says. It's a merkin or artificial covering of hair for the pubic area. So, yeah, we don't want to, I don't want it.
If you don't have it, just be happy.
Yeah.
That's less maintenance. You spend the money to put something down there that we to get taken off.
Grab my pussy hair out the dryer.
You're like, that's too much. I don't even want to be in this relationship
no more.
Did
my hair come in the mail?
Right, yeah. Like,
did you get my pubes, babe?
You got a tiny ass broom dusting.
Stop playing with my pussy hair and give it here.
It's too much for me. I'm quit this relationship. I'm leaving. It's too much.
Are you walk in the bathroom and like you see that mug hanging across the shower line drying out?
You think it's a damn rat and shit?
Your hair is coming off.
Right.
Get some glue, babe. Now the glue is on his tongue and shit on accident. That shit probably nasty. But you know, we did think of just talking about towels. We sold some cum towels yesterday at the book signing. We sold some books yesterday. We had Address Chic yesterday. We had a really good time.
Yes.
I know I did. Wait a minute. Let me put up some happiness applause. I really did. Yeah, I had a good time. You guys want a copy of this Madame's Memoirs? It's pretty steamy. To some, it's PG-13. We don't know yet.
It's only to
her. It's to people. So, you just...
person.
Call, email, text, subscribe to the YouTube, go on Amazon, go on my website, www.theoperatingrooment.com. I might have said that fast, but y'all should know about now. You know why? Because we appreciate y'all. Y'all should be tuned in every Sunday night. We hear My City, My Music, The Operating Room. We're going to talk about Kendrick Lamar in just a second. I'm going to take a quick break. I know I've been messing up, but I'm not usually on tech, so I blame everybody else around because it's just easier. But
Lamar, I mean, Mo Faye,
since he got the glasses.
Okay, we're going to play Mo Faye.
He on tech.
He on tech.
I just get typecast.
That's illegal.
You definitely got Michael Sarah.
I'm going to try to play some music here. Let's see, somebody, who was sending a message to a business line that says, call me? Not that's why you're asking me no call, because that doesn't make no sense.
Call me.
I'm gonna call that. I should call that right, motherfucking. It's prank
Let's call them.
They gonna call you back later. That you gotta think of future ramifications.
And then you block them.
I don't give a hell.
After you hang up, you block them.
Let's figure this out first.
I don't give a damn. We finna call. Oh shit! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Call. Call me. Call. Call. call, please. Call. Oh, yeah. Oh, you want to call, boo?
Call me, baby. Call me, baby. You pretty baby. Call?
This is so weird, but okay.
Prank call. Y'all want me? Y'all got somebody. Y'all want me to prank
like you,
call?
Sometimes you need awkward moments of life.
Y'all want me to prank somebody? Let me know. Hello?
What's up?
Hey, this is the operating room. I am the doctor. Who is this?
It's Jay Money. What's up?
Hey, Jay Money. I'm just giving you a call. You said call you, call you, call me, please. Call me, call me. I'm calling you. What you doing?
Nothing. Chilling,
Jay Money is chilling. Hey, have you heard that Kendrick Lamar song called We Cry Together? Because we're going to talk about it here on the show in just a second.
Yeah, what's going on, baby?
You heard of Jay Money? Did you heard the song for real?
Yeah.
Tweezy turned up back here. Wait, okay, because we're gonna talk about it in just a second. But
Jay
first,
Jay Money definitely went out and got a merkin for somebody.
You got a merkin? Jay Money, do you know what a merkin is?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Oh, I got three of them.
You got a merkin? Jay Money, talk to me. You said you're not talking to me.
That's his mama in the background.
Who?
Baby, who you on the phone with?
I have that goddamn phone. Run my light bill up.
It is not today.
Jay Money, are you? Come on now.
What's going on?
Okay, let me tell you the topic today. I want you to be focused, okay? You tuned in?
Yeah.
Okay. The topic today is lower your sex expectations. So let me ask you a question. You have to answer honestly. Have you ever been in a position to where you linked up with a young woman, you thought you was fit to have some really good sex, and it turned out the sex was trash? Has that ever happened to you? Yeah! Jay Money! Oh, Jay Money! Yeah, it's funny. Jay Money hung up. Listen, I'm going to take a quick break, and when we come back, yeah, listen, that was fun. If y'all want me to prank call somebody, email me, thedoctor@theoperatingrooment.com. I'm finna start prank calling, especially all of that. Yeah. We'll be back.
Oh, they do it.
Was that Lil Jon or was it more like Walker?
No, that was more Walker.
Sounded like Lil Jon with Down Syndrome. Shout out to Down Syndrome Awareness Month this May.
Is that
May? Mental Health Awareness Month.
We gotta get
it. Niggas that live in their mama basement Awareness Month.
Was that his mama?
That was definitely his mama.
He could have been
or his granny. That was his granny.
Look, tell me, Jay Money, call me back.
No, okay. Jay Money, if you call back, I'm going to flame you.
She had a one-word vocabulary.
Yeah.
I was like, can you hear us? Let me get a yeah.
Right. Yeah. We're going to just start saying that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let's see if this works. We'll be right back if it does. Hold on.
Oh, my God.
It's not working.
Tick, 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 tick.
Wait, it's about to work. Wait, how
do you know that?
It's out the phone.
Is somebody on?
Drip like this. Drip like this. Gotta have baggage. Drip like this. Gotta have cactus. Drip like this. Gotta have sedges. Drip like this. Yeah. Color money get to drip like this. Icebox drip my wrist. Walk up in the club and I drip on a beat. You know I'ma pee, I might pimp on a beat. Color money get to drip like this. Drip like that, drip like that. Color money get to drip like this. Drip like that, drip like that. Walk up in the club and I drip on a bitch. Babe, don't slip on the shit. All the damn sauce you can lick on the beat. Blue V sneak, make the tip on the beat. Ice on my neck, it's a brick on my wrist. Yeah, I spent 30 on this. Hope a nigga don't try to run a real quick. Yeah, Steph Curry in the clip. Cancel out the Gucci, had to go and get your nail. Bet your mark jail like a motherfucking player. Thought you ain't get bonus stand out from the square. I'm really in the game, baby, I'm a star player. The jean that I got on cost a cool bag. Like a mirror jean with stripes on the side. Finish shirt on, get to make my fly. Hung a little bitch, don't kill my vibe. Woo, woo. Drip like this. Never seen a bitch so dick like this. Double hand action and she spit when she twist. Never ever seen a freak beat like this. Big bang roll, baby, Jet coming Freddy. Never seen a young nigga so heavy. Fresh and all white like I'm on a way to heavy. $30,000 in my old school Chevy. Color money get to drip like this. Icebox drip my wrist. Walk up in the club and I drip on a beat. You know I'ma pee, I might pimp on a beat. Call them money, get you drip like this.
Drip like drip, drip like drip.
Call them money, get you drip like this.
Drip like drip,
drip like drip. I spent 2 million on watches. My walk-in closet look like Neiman Marcus. Damn. I missed the Dolce and Gabbana with Prada. Damn. I came from selling Kush out the apartments. Damn. I made my mama a promise. I was a trap nigga when I came out of her stomach. Balenciaga, my jacket, my jeans, and my runners in my neighborhood. I run it. Gotta have a check just to drip like this.
Yeah.
A quarter million killed my wrist. Dope boy shit, you ain't built like this. Fear God on me cause I don't fear shit. Whoa, hey. I wear the Richard Mille when I'm rocking Tom Ford. I wear the AP when I'm dripping in Dior. This a double R, don't slam my door.
Yeah, yeah.
Left the strip club, a lot of money on the floor. Hey. Bought my bitch a rollie and put ice around her throat. Drop top Benz parked at the corner store. Sure. You gotta have a badge just to look like this.
Yeah.
Shit look like glass on my wrist. We was moving bags of the gas in the trenches. And all of the clocks come with an extension.
Call them money, get the drip like this. Icebox drip my wrist. Walk up in the club and I drip on a beat. You know I'm a P, I might pimp on a beat. Call them money, get the drip like this.
Drip like drip, drip like drip.
Call them money, get the drip like this.
Drip like drip, drip like drip.
Hey. Cost a little money, get the drip like this. You know I had to pop my shit. Louis don't trippin', I just spent my 60. You know I had to drip my bitch. Cartier glass and Cartier wrist. I know I got Cartier piss. We keep bustin' all that shit down. I be putting it on get style. Woo, woo. Closet bigger than a penthouse. I show other niggas how to drip now. Sold a lot of pals and bust my wrist down. I walk in, I feel like on the shit. Took a lot now. Of trips just to get like this. Had to buy a bag cause the rest don't fit. Fit so fly, my Mac on the bitch. Pat came in, got the stash on feel. Dropped a hit on the road, truck came through, killed me. 4x4, came tall, not a lift kit. Track hop fast on some young nigga rich shit. Lamb truck look like a shark, I'm a big fish. Runners, they mad cause I'm lit on my bitch wrist. Or they mad on the man, I kick shit. Cause I spent 10 bands on the outfit. Or I'm still getting cash on the bad tip.
Call them money, get the drip like this. Icebox drip my wrist. Walk up in the club and I drip on a beat. You know I'm a P, I might pimp on a beat. Call them money, get the drip like this.
Drip like drip, drip like drip.
Call them money, get the drip like this.
Graduation is coming up and we need to talk. I've got a couple job offers, like really good ones.
That's what you want to talk about? I have a bunch of those.
So what did you think I wanted to talk to you about?
Well, there is something I need to tell you.
Yeah, pussy pow, little pussy pow. Pussy pow. Hey little baby, I'm big dude. What's up, what it do? Who is her? Ooh, she lose. I like how it moves. That's your friend, she look cool. She can come with you. Bend it over, off the X. This our jigaboo. Glock 19, got two beans. Issue 52. My lil' Kruger got good coochie, but she 62. My lil' bitch, she love to murder. She shoot bitches too. I finessed them, damn, I blessed them. Just to switch her rule. Ooh, Jerry Fly. Pussy ball powder. I put my stench in Cordina. I gave a powder. And I can't fight her with bitches. Homie, she out. I fucked them both in one person. I'm twin towel. Don't wanna date you, just fuck you. Give me a out. I'm in the build, I stand up in it. She got loud. Before I fuck you, hold on, touch me. Hit the shower. She put it on and had me moaning. Had me howl. Pussy powder. Pussy power, pussy power, that pussy got power. Pussy power, that pussy 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 got power. Pussy power, that pussy power. Pussy power, that pussy got power.
Hey, y'all was inside the operating room. Exciting time. I know I'm excited. Everybody excited. We only have, we're 2 minutes over. So guess what? We're going to end really quick. I didn't want it to be quick, so we might have to do part two, you know. But Kendrick Lamar, that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about this song, We Cried Together. And Mo Faded wanted to talk. Do you mind if I just say one thing first?
Okay. It's your show. Do you mind if I say one thing? I should be asking
your question. It's your idea. Okay. Okay, so Kendrick Lamar, We Cried Together. The very first line, it wasn't even by him, but the very first line and the very last line,
absolutely the two most powerful things, right? The first thing that was said was, it was a woman at the beginning that says, I hear this everywhere I go. I hear this all day, or something she said like that, right? So that let me know immediately, this is something that everybody has been through, or you're probably going to go through. She said she heard, so 9.7 people has experienced this. That's what I thought when I heard that. And the very last thing she said was, we need to have a real conversation about this, right? And it was super toxic. And in the end, I'm going to be honest, they probably bust some of the best nut they had ever had in their life. And I said it 100 times that makeup sex is probably one of the best sex there is. The problem is, the problem I had with it was the way that they were communicating. If you listen to what they were saying, they was actually saying things that they wanted. They were saying things that they need. They were saying things that they didn't get from the other person. They was just saying it wrong. They were saying it in an argument way. One of the lines the young lady said was, I forgot her name. Is it Taylor? Taylor Page, I think. Yeah. She said, I'm damaged. I'm bruised. I'm hurt. She's saying these things, but then behind that was, fuck you, nigga. Yeah. You ain't shit. Yeah. You know, and then he said, oh, well, I needed you to beat her and stuff like that. And she said, I could tell when you dissed it. And he like, no, that's because you had attitude. I was trying and you didn't see me. So the things that they were saying was right, but the way that you communicate with your partner is everything. Communication is everything.
But even like Kendrick's opening line, he was like, I can't stand these ungrateful ass, emotional ass bitch. Like, yep. You know, I mean, that,
a
like,
lot
that
of curse
first
words
line,
in there. Right?
I mean, but that first line, like, kind of open the floodgates, and it kind of gives you a bit of insight to how some couples communicate with or you know their lack of communication.
Yeah. It was definitely a lack. Am I faded?
I will. Lola, you want to go?
Go ahead.
No, I'm
Lola, fade it,
yeah.
Low. Okay, low.
Yeah, I just feel like if you like, I don't know, I'm not with the arguing. I'm not with the talk speaking to me in that tone, because I'm not going to disrespect you really as a man and speak to you in that tone.
Yep.
So, I guess I'm a runner. Like, I'm out.
She's a runner. She's a track star.
You're going to have to eat dust. Yeah, but you're going to have to eat dust. Like, I just, it was very powerful, though, just as how it was. It's like an unspoken conversation, almost.
Yeah.
And some people feel like that's okay or it's normal or is this how we work?
Yeah.
It's not.
It's not working.
It's not effective.
That's why they work.
It's literally damaging you both.
Yeah, it's not
because it's eating at each other's ego. And
you pulling out the lowest form. You talking to the
it's
lowest
like, why
form.
Do you want to speak to or have someone that speaks to you in that manner?
Yeah.
That's not love.
It's not. And to piggyback on that, I would like to say that it's so cool to actually hear something like this, because this is something that happens so damn often with so many people. And like, I can't say I really heard a lot of songs even remotely close talking about how like bad communication is, how toxic shit could be. But ultimately, the song culminates in the way that, like you mentioned, how it normally ends.
How
up.
It normally goes. You fuck like, them problems almost right up
right
under the rug.
And yeah, that's a great way to put it. Fucking it under the rug. And we were talking about this, you know, before we went live. Like, yo, this is arguably one of the most real-to-life perspective outlooks ever put on wax. I've never heard anybody
barred it out perfectly.
Yeah.
Bars was perfect.
And he
everything
doesn't,
he said was real.
Yeah. It was real. It was relatable. The times where he was having fun in his music, he didn't lack the fun. But this track here, man, I was like, yo, I tasted the reality on that shit.
Yeah. Or just even kind of speaking to, like, with men and how we don't necessarily communicate the things we need from our partner.
Yeah.
Because she was like one of the lines, like, kind of a back and forth. He was like, I held you down. And then her response was, no, you held me back.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and to me, like, it spoke to just a lot of those things that kind of those unspoken things that we as men don't say to our partners.
Yeah. And it's like, how did you both come up with that? You know, you both have basically different perceptions of what was happening at that moment, even though y'all was in the exact same moment together.
But sometimes men can't Like, I'm watching the Johnny Depp case. And she was like, oh, you're being a pussy. I didn't even punch you. I slapped you. And I'm just this small woman who hits you and you're 180 pounds.
Who's going to believe you?
Yeah, you're a man. Yeah, my name's Johnny Depp and I get abused. Like, and he was like, and I do. And it's just like she was mocking him, and that's why men don't say anything. I mean,
he can't open up sometimes.
Yeah, it happens to men all the time. It's just,
we're giving you ammo to shoot us with later. Yeah. Like,
that's a lot of reason why people, that guys don't reach out. And I posted that one day. I said, who do you vent to? Who teaches y'all about rejection and all this stuff? A lot of times they keep stuff inside because they are afraid that people will use it against them.
Yeah. It's hard.
And they do.
Well,
a lot of women do.
I mean, yeah, especially when you've been in situations where I'm giving you this depth of me on a platter, and then when you get mad at me, all of a sudden now it's the biggest gun in your arsenal.
Mm-hmm. And they're like, be a man.
Because like Lolo said, honestly, I'm a runner myself. If I think she's getting bad, I leave. I separate myself from that situation to avoid the possibility of me saying or doing something that I don't actually mean.
Yeah.
So let me leave, collect myself, gather my thoughts, and give it to you the proper way so I can communicate effectively.
So it could be better.
Yeah.
But if it's consistent, though, it's like it's somebody is responsible and somebody not changing. And then that's when you got to make a move.
Yeah.
Because I can't keep walking away from situations because it's going to blow up so big. If both of us can come to a mutual understanding of how to communicate as an adult and efficiently, no.
Yeah. It might be time for, you know, it might be time to walk away.
Because I ain't going to be in too many worthless bitches.
Maybe one or two, but I damn sure ain't three of them motherfuckers, and that's for sure.
There's a number
one. I think I'm the exact opposite. I think the problem with me is that I actually do mean everything I say, so I had to almost grow into learning how to effectively communicate that. And saying this, you can say the same things, just say it in a different fashion. Yeah. And I believe it's kind of almost what I kind of want to call the Eve effect, in a sense. I'm 100% sure Eve did not have to yell, belittle, or none of that Adam to get him to eat that apple. She didn't even use sex.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
So it's an effective way that we as women can communicate with our man, can encourage our man, can do whatever to get him almost to do whatever we need him to do. Yes. There's no reason we should be griping at him and arguing at him. Take this motherfucking trash out, you bitch ass nigga. You don't have to do that.
Yeah.
It's not necessary because it's a way to get him to take it out without
feel weird because he just took the trash
out. Tweezy, I ain't mean you, Tweezy. I didn't mean you.
Yeah,
you
like how many
pussy ass niggas?
I ain't trying to challenge your ego or your pride. I want it to be on a good basis so we can be on a good accord. That's all. Listen, Tweezy did a good job taking that trash out. We appreciate you, Tweezy. We appreciate everything about Tweezy. Good job doing that for us. We appreciate that. But Tweezy, we gonna do part two of the love versus the stroke. And Tweezy, you gonna be on here, right?
Yeah, I'm on there.
Okay, we got to talk to Tweezy about all the things he has going on, and he's always here with us. So we do appreciate him, and we definitely want to give him his time to talk, and we're going to have a good time with Tweezy, and I'm going to see if Abinagai is going to come back, and we're going to do that the Love versus the Stroke part two. I think we're going to do it June the 5th. Tweezy was all amped up doing it. Yeah, go check that out. I'm going to post it tomorrow, and I want y'all to check it out. He was in the background. Yeah, dog. I'm like, oh, you agree with him? Yeah, I don't want a court, but you know, when you have somebody in here like Abinagai, and we were all talking, and y'all know if y'all watched it. If not, I am. Like I said, I'm going to post it tomorrow so y'all can take a look at it, because it was dope. And we're going to do a part two. That's how dope it was. We're going to definitely do a part two.
Can I have a quick minute before we get up out of here?
Yes, smoke faded. You going to ask somebody to marry them or something? Damn, he clear his throat.
I won't make that mistake again.
Uh-oh.
Having said that. Don't fool me twice. Having said that, man, I found out I got some secret viewers that's going, you know, talking about my role here.
What?
And me being here and how qualified I am to be in this position. And I just want to say,
God damn, they came for you.
Right. And it was wild, right? And let me be transparent. I made mistakes in my past that involve the person I'm married to.
I'm finna be trans sister. Go on.
And having said that, I think that because of the spectrum of not only feeling pain but delivering pain, I can't think of another person that it would be more qualified to tell people what not to do and how to better their relationships than a motherfucker that been through it. I done been through it all. I've been through the therapy. I've been through the different forms of abuse and everything. Yo, I deserve, am I looking in this camera, I goddamn well deserve to be here every Sunday night, operating room, 8 o'clock, my city, my music.
Talk that shit.
That's what he's talking about.
Comment, Mr. Pink subscribe. This belly, no booty, having ass. Long neck, double chin, having ass.
Oh, my bad.
Okay. I transistor short real leg.
Yo, like, I love it.
Wide shoulders.
Oh, my God. She's a linebacker.
Built like a refrigerator.
Yeah.
Little teeth, big gum, having ass.
Dolphin toothpaste. I don't trust the notes with baby teeth.
I don't trust the notes with baby teeth.
Yeah,
that's weird. But, like, real talk, man, I do what I do. I give my perspective because I don't want nobody to do the dumb shit that I did. I don't want nobody to hurt like I hurt, and I don't want nobody to get hurt like the way I hurt my wife. So take that love into the world. Keep it going, man. Pay that shit forward.
But that's real shit, though. When you can, again, be that vulnerable with people, like, that's some real shit right there. So...
fuck a hater, eat a bag of baby dicks.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy that you say that because I use the exact same phrase.
Chase Towns in the building. Really, really quick, let me just piggyback off it, and I'm going to do it in the best, most professional way that I possibly can. I'm going to be very, very honest. The only bitch that is qualified to tell any motherfucker in this room that they deserve to be here or not is the doctor, and that is me. And I am the only one that there is here in the loo, period. I am the doctor. So I'm the only one that's really qualified to say this. So we enjoy comments, and thank you for paying attention. Subscribe, bitch. Thank you. we appreciate. Listen, we appreciate your views, but ill comments, they're not welcomed here. You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, if there's anything that needs to be said to him, guess what? My phone number is 314-441-5155. Feel free to call in. Not sure what's going to happen at that point, but feel free to call in. There's no reason. I mean, everybody is here for a reason. Everybody's here to provide certain things. And you basically, you're irrelevant.
Or
but thank you for
watching.
Or you
can come sit your ass down in this seat.
And have a conversation.
Yeah.
And mine is 314-651.
Listen. That's not your call, boo-boo. That's my call at the end of the day. So he call. Listen, he's transparent. We trans sister over here, all right?
That means something different in 2022. But go ahead.
Listen, I'm about to be trans age. I got like 50 days to my birthday. I'm terrified. I don't know how. I'm going to be trans age. I'm just going to change my age, and we're going to get it on my birth certificate some kind of way. Somebody tell me how I can be trans
like
age.
I'm 22.
Yeah, so I'm going to be 22, and I want y'all to look at me like I'm 22.
And somebody told me to try to do that, though.
I want
to
do it.
My knees say I need to go sit my ass down.
The knees won't lie, so let me get some type of knee surgical. I don't know. But next week, we'll be back, of course, at 8 p.m. I'm sorry that you had to go through that because I wasn't aware.
Oh, no, I'm not.
But,
No, I'm not at all.
They won't say it around your sisters, though.
And the fact that you secretly watching means I'm doing something fucking right anyway.
That's why I said I appreciate the views.
It wasn't even one person. It's actually a group of people who's been, like, sharing this shit.
Thank you. I'm sorry. I had the wrong idea. Thank you. Sure.
Do you have to be to do our job for us?
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you.
Like, that's
what we appreciate the free press.
Follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Valiant Effort. That's my name now because you tried.
Y'all hacking folks' pages. All right, we out of here. Mofay to say goodbye.
love somebody, but don't talk yourself up too much, because if your dick is a 7, and it's not a 7. I'm in centimeters.
You made my work. Lolo, we have one tonight.
Oh yeah, so just keep those expectations realistically. If they're bad, kick them out. And look sexy in one of your dress chic dresses, a summer line coming. www.idresschic.com.
Turn up, Jay Styles. How can people contact you if they want to come out?
If you want to contact me, painting? You can follow me on Instagram at jstylesart. That's JSTYLZ_art_2. You can follow my women's brand, Muse Intimates, MUSINTMTS, on Instagram.
That was good.
And my new show page, The Show About Nothing. THESHO_about_nothing. It's your favorite cousin's favorite cousin.
Cousin Pete. Yeah. All right. Shout out to J Money. Everybody, let's just say yeah on the count of three. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah!
J Money, you guys are 5:40. It's the operating room. I am the doctor. We'll see you back here next week. Have a good night, everybody.
Intercourse. With you. Intercourse.
Sweet, the remix gone.
With you, I want to have intercourse with you. Intercourse with you.
Relations.
Intercourse with you. Right? Intercourse with you.
Relations.
Intercourse with you. Intercourse with you.
Relations.
Intercourse with you. Right? Intercourse with you.
Relations.
Intercourse. Intercourse. Intercourse.
Relations.
Intercourse. Intercourse. Intercourse.
Relations.
Right?
Yeah, no, great. That sounds good.
All right. Yeah, groovy. Yeah. Groovy. Now,
What up, gang, gang? It's your girl, Baby Dandres, and you are now tuning in to The Operating Room. Let's turn up, y'all.
Hey, y'all. It's Lolo, and you're listening to The Operating Room each and every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Central Time. Tell everybody and go listen at mycitymymusic.com.
Bring that fat ass over here. I want to get it in my mouth. I want to get it in my mouth. Oh, I want to suck on your fat ass mouth. Gotta suck on that ass, baby. Gotta suck on that ass, yo. I'm talking, yo, I'm gonna spread the ass apart, get my tongue in your ass, eating on your ass. Oh, yo, I'm eating on you, eating on you, eating on your ass. I'm eating on your motherfucking ass. I wanna see it, baby, give me your ass, yo, the whole ass. I'm gonna eat it with my tongue and mouth, yo, you gotta do it. Work that ass for daddy. Go ahead, baby girl, gotta work it real good. Gotta work that ass for daddy. You gotta work that ass with daddy. Work that ass with daddy when ya. Oh, that's the juice, baby. Yo, I feel the juice in my mouth. Yo, the juice in your ass like Florida orange, baby. Yo, pulp free. Hell no, I need the pulp. Need a whole bunch of pulp in that goddamn ass, yo. Get on top of me, I see you, you're on top of me. I can't even see the rest of your body, your ass is fat. Then you're sitting down, baby, on my face. I'm sucking your pussy and your ass in the same place. You gotta work that ass for daddy. Oh, oh, work that ass. Gotta work that ass for daddy. Your ass is mine, bitch. Your ass is mine, gonna suck on it. Gotta work that ass for daddy. You gotta work it, baby, gotta work it good. Love the ass, gotta work that ass for daddy. You gotta work that ass. your ass, baby girl, work your goddamn ass.
At Thrivent, we help clients find their financial clarity with advice, insurance, investments, banking, and generosity. See how your money can do more at Thrivent.com.
Pros know that moisture should go down the drain, not behind your tile job. Hardy Backerboard with Hydro Defense technology is 100% waterproof and sits behind your tile, providing maximum resistance to moisture. And with up to 3 times the compressive strength of competitors and the protection of exclusive mold block technology, you can feel confident with Hardy Backerboard behind your tile project. Shop Cement Backerboard online from the number one most trusted brand by pros at Lowe's.com/HardyBacker.
Remember to re-up, which simply means you can redirect, you can reconstruct, you can regain, you can retrust, you can rebuild. Just remember to re-up. Remember to re-up, which simply means you can redirect, you can reconstruct, you can regain, you can retrust, you can rebuild. Just remember to re-up. Remember to re-up, which simply means you can redirect, you can reconstruct, you can regain, you can retrust, you can rebuild. Just remember to re-up. Remember to re-up, which simply means you can redirect, you can reconstruct, you can regain, you can retrust, you can rebuild. Just remember to re-up. Remember to re-up, which simply means you can redirect, you can reconstruct, you can regain, you can retrust, you can rebuild. Just remember to re-up.